Welcome to the Legion Outriders podcast, your source for the latest Legion news, opinion, and analysis. And now, the Outriders.
Hello, Outriders! Welcome to episode 136 of the Legion Outriders podcast, a podcast devoted to Star Wars and, of course, Star Wars Legion. I am Outrider Matt, and with me today, Outrider Dan. How's it going, bud?
Oh, just recovering from some traveling, but I'm doing great.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a business trip to go on, but we're glad to have you back. That's why we're a little bit late pushing out this episode, but I'm sure you'll tell us all about that here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, we'd like to take a second to thank our patrons that make recording and publishing this show possible. If you'd like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/LegionOutriders. On today's show, we're going to be talking more about Star Wars Celebration. No, I'm just kidding. That was an exceptionally long episode.
There were some things from Celebration we forgot, which we will go over this episode.
We'll just touch on them. We've got Shadow Collective is out in the wild. People are building like crazy, getting to grips with this new pseudo-faction with the mercenaries, and we'll be talking about a lot of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, so how was your trip, Dan? You went out to New York.
Yeah, so I was flown out. My company flew me out, I should say, out to Long Island to do some training, and the flight out was fine.
Is that the place that makes the iced teas?
Yes.
Oh, okay, nice. All right. So Las Vegas to Long Island.
Yeah. Great training. There was an awesome diner there, like the
think Dex's Diner.
Tom's Diner, where... Yeah. Where, you know, she must have been a supervisor or something, because she was just yelling at all the other staff, but then turning to me and going, "Hey, honey, how could
you?" Oh, really? Yeah.
That's awesome. The food was amazing.
Sometimes the cliches are bang on.
Yeah,
huh?
they were. But, oh, man, trying to get home. That was fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if anyone watching the real world news, apparently flights are getting canceled all over. So I never knew I needed to spend the night in JFK Airport.
Yeah, Dan's actually still in New York right now.
it was an adventure. We'll put it that way.
So you got stuck overnight at JFK, and then were absolutely crammed onto a flight the next morning.
Onto I was just happy to get a seat back,
even though
it was steerage, but still it was a flight back.
Were you shoveling coal into the furnace to fly on back? Well, that's good. I'm glad you're able to make it back and everything. Sounds like it was a really good time. Did you get to do any sightseeing or anything?
No, I've been out there for training for this office before.
Oh, well, look at you, Mr. Cosmopolitan.
So yeah, the previous trips throughout there was pre-COVID though.
Oh, okay.
Some of my coworkers out there, like, they took us out to Times Square and they're like, "Hey, isn't it great? All the lights." And I'm like, "You know, I'm from Vegas, right?"
Yeah. It's nice. It could be better, but
high traffic tourist area with a bunch of lights and I get
really?
It.
Really? I hadn't considered that, but that's funny. I mean, since you do work on the strip.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny. But of course, we've got some Star Wars news, Dan.
Yeah, well, I mean, getting back into town, of course, I stopped by Power 9 and picked up my Shadow Collective order.
Yeah, I got my boxes.
Yeah, so our respective piles of shame have grown considerably.
I'm going to need more shelves here.
Yeah, I'm still working on the AA-5 Starspeeder conversion. I've got it all base-coated. The cockpit's done. The interior's done. I'm just working on the outside. I'm going to have to... I need some tips on pinstriping. I'm going to have to reach out to John to do the stripes.
Yeah.
On the side of it.
Yeah, I think that'll give it that nice Mr. T van from the 18 kind of
swoosh. Not quite.
Oh, okay.
The Starspeeder has two blue stripes going down the side of it,
it does.
Which is fun because the shape of the sides with the doors popping out and everything, that's going to be fun because the geometry.
It's textured.
Yes. Well, not so much texture, it's the geometry.
You're right.
There's some hard angles on there that are going to be fun. So. Star Wars news. Let's see. We missed last time about Celebration that they announced when the next Celebration is going to be, which is going to be in London, England, April 7th to 10th, 2023.
London, England.
I remember you casually mentioning you were trying to see if you could hop a flight.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's mostly just daydreaming at this point. See if I could catch a military rotator Space A flight out, you know, to keep costs down. But I don't know. Probably not.
In addition to that, the next convention to keep an eye out for is D23. So anyone not aware, D23 is the General Disney Convention, which coincidentally is also being held at the Anaheim Convention Center.
I mean, it's right there. Yeah, I mean, so convenient. I think that's where they usually do it, though.
Yeah, that's
right?
Where they usually do it, yeah. It's going to be September 9th to 11th, and Lucasfilm and Marvel have a combined panel on 9/10, Saturday.
Combined?
Yeah, so it's because this is all Disney, so they do not only their network stuff, Disney Plus stuff, park stuff.
Disney Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a general stuff. I mean, this is where they announced Galaxy's Edge. This is where they announced Avengers Campus. This is where they announced all their stuff that they're going to do. Yeah. So, yeah, that's something to keep an eye out, because they'll definitely be talking about some projects, whether it be, you know, parks projects or media projects.
Okay. What else we got?
Well, LVO tickets went on sale.
Good. Go out in there and get them now, quick, before
they're gone.
Ah, crap. Sorry. You waited too long. Yeah.
No, they were gone in about an hour, which we've been consistently doubling, or I should say having, the amount of time it takes for them to sell out.
Word gets out. It's a really good convention, and people are a good experience.
In
good
fact,
tournament.
More than a few locals here miss the window, unfortunately. So,
well, luckily, there is usually almost always standby rooms.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you really want to come, you know, reach out, and I'm sure they can get you on the list.
Well, definitely get on the wait list. Frontline Gaming put the wait list on the page where you bought the tickets. So definitely go there and put your name on the wait list if you're at all interested in it. Because there's always rotation of the wait list.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if you just bring an army, show up on the day, of course, you have to pay for convention bags to get in. There's a extremely high, and I'm talking over 90% chance, you'll get in. Because there's always those last-minute drops. There's always those people that couldn't make it for travel. Or, you know, the ones who got the bucket of beer the night before and couldn't.
Several buckets of beer, right.
So, no, if you're interested in going to LVO, you can get in. You just need to hop on the wait list and be prepared to show up.
And what's the worst case scenario? You show up and you have a good time anyways?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the side events are always having spots available too, so.
Yep.
No, it's great. So yeah, and Mini Stravaganza, well, kind of happened.
Kind of. We got kind of a false start on it, it seems like.
Yeah, I forgot if we mentioned this last episode. Unfortunately, it came out that a lot of staff over at AMG, unfortunately, have come down with COVID.
Like so many people did at Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah. So, you know, thoughts, prayers, well wishes, etc. out to them. We hope it hasn't affected anyone too badly.
Yeah, hopefully they're pushing through it. Hopefully they should be on the other side of it now.
Yeah. But they did release what information that they were going to release. Unfortunately, we didn't get the grand fanfare of, you know, having it all on stream. But there were a lot of updates to the websites. Both the AMG website, the other
media store. This is all the fanfare you need, Dan. Go ahead and...
What, the Discord? Going crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was mentioned, and this is another thing we forgot to talk about at Celebration, was the new OP kit that you got to view and take pictures of.
Yes. And got people in trouble for, apparently. I don't know how much trouble they got into, but I guess they got a talking afterwards, like, hey, don't let people take pictures of that. I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. Well, too late. Can't put that toothpaste back in the tube, I guess.
But the OP kit is called Dynamic Exit. And did you get... You mentioned you wanted to play
it. I wanted to play it, but it was so packed there that I never got a chance to.
Okay.
So...
But we saw pictures of the components and the cards, and
somehow we saw those.
Something was this the heist one? I have to look at those stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Again. It's about stealing crates or something like that. Yeah,
and it does come with the 1.5 range ruler. So that's going to be that's going to be interesting.
So confusing.
Yes,
not really.
And of course, during Mini Stravaganza, the event that went off the Forces of Destiny games.
Yeah,
you and Jeff got a game in with that.
Allegedly we did, yes.
Allegedly?
No, we did. I forgot it was actually that we were playing for the thing, and I didn't bring a Jedi, and which I guess means that I missed out on some of the powers, but I brought my absolutely horrible, no good Separatist list that has zero synergy. It's just a bunch of pieces I wanted to push forward. And Jeff, using Cassian Andor, just over the course of the game, just dismantled me piece by piece. It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun. But he definitely secured a win for the light side. I really enjoyed, because you could pick different paths, I guess, abilities that you can use. Like one of the ones I was able to do was use one of my points to like say, oh, you're going to shoot this unit. No, you're going to shoot this other unit instead.
Ooh.
So yeah, I was able to keep my, I was using BX droids. Nice. This is the list I was actually playing against you with like as many shield tokens as I could cram in there with Droidicas.
That was
BX
quite annoying.
Shields. Yeah. It's, turns out when you've just got like so much fire coming in, shields don't really help all that much. But it was fun. And he secured the win for the light side there. I don't know if he reported it. Was there a way to report it?
There was a way to report on the Asmodee website.
He probably did. Jeff, you better have reported that.
Or you're reported, sir.
Yes, or else.
But in addition to that, we got a lot of new documents on the AMG Star Wars Legion documents page.
Yes.
I'm surprised their web servers held, because it was...
Honestly, there was a couple times I went to it to go reference it, and I had to reload the page, because it was like... So it was kind of iffy there for a little bit, but I didn't, you know, have to do too much there, so... Hold!
So we got an interesting document called Gar Saxon's upgrade cards. So apparently,
what's that one about?
Yes. And there was a nice upgrade card on there that wasn't mentioned in any of the articles.
Yeah.
So, and this is one we speculated, and I speculated on, right, on air right. Last time, that we'd have, because Gar Saxon's combat shield was in there. Apparently, that was missed in the box. So,
whoopsie doodle.
I mean, not the worst thing they've missed.
Yeah.
You know, there's some, you know, some.
If we can cast our mind back to the debacle.
Well, yes. Do back in an AT-ST base? Yes, please.
Yeah, right. That thing moves.
So, Gar Saxon's combat shield. Gar Saxon only. You gain shielded one and recharge one during the end phase. If this unit did not flip any active shield tokens this round, it may flip up to one of its inactive shield tokens. So, it's essentially cycle for shields.
I like it.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Ten points for an equipment slot.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, so this is going to be print and play, of course, so it's completely legal. You just need to print it out from the website and put it in a sleeve, and you should be good to go.
Can I just write on, like, a piece of paper?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Though, I mean, with the new rules about not having to have, you know, multiple copies of copied units and whatnot, I think they're easing up on the card restrictions a lot.
Oh, that's
great.
Good, man, because there's so many pieces to...
Speaking of cards, all the new cards we got in the card pack.
Yeah. No, I got to go through and, like, we were talking about this in the chat, and it's like, I've got so many cards. So much, you know, so many units and upgrades, and, you know, do I need 15 copies of Offensive Push? Yes, I do.
Yes,
but yeah.
We might have to, yeah, just bring them to the store and give them out to the new kids.
Yeah,
and,
I think so. Yeah. Definitely, if you've got excess, you know, an embarrassment of riches of these troop cards, upgrade cards, especially if it's like tournament swag, throw it in a box and bring it with you to the FLGS if you got an event. You know, hand it out to people. Not everybody has, like, all the cards, especially if they're recent. So they might need that integrated comms antenna or whatever, electro binoculars.
Yeah, but we also got some rules updates.
Rules? What are those?
So the RRG did get an update. Like the previous RRG update, though, they just added the new keywords at the end.
Okay, so they just appended them.
Appended them, yeah, instead of putting them in and putting them in blue text. Interestingly, there is blue text scattered around the RRG, but it's all from
the previous
RRG.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know it's probably a hot mess of a PDF file to try and edit that thing.
Yeah, there's stuff going on there, yeah. I think. But yeah, I was kind of scrolling through. I was like, wait, this has already been done.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
so I just went all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And so with that appendice, the new things added in the last RRG are also listed on there. But they did tuck in the new things in there. The only really big thing that we didn't already know, because things like cash and independent, self-preservation, all that. It was pretty obvious from the reminder text, but
right.
Allies of Convenience, fully spelled out now.
What is it?
Yeah, so units with Allied of Convenience keyword may issue orders to friendly mercenary units, regardless of affiliation.
Nice.
So that's first of two parts.
Yeah.
Additionally, when building an army, you can include one extra mercenary unit from your army rank, regardless of the rank. One extra mercenary unit in your army, regardless of rank, if there is at least one unit with the Allies Convenience keyword, although you cannot take more units of a particular rank than normally allowed.
Okay. So you are still limited by your normal org chart setup.
Right. So this ties into the mercenary rules, which is a separate document put on there. Yes. Rules. let's see.
You want me to read this one?
If you want.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right.
Which part do you want? This is a full page. I'm not going to read the full page. There's flavor text. There's all these things. We got the affiliation symbols breakdown, so that's pretty good. I like the Rogues one with the little credit symbol there. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so...
All right. So there's no additional cost to fielding a mercenary unit in an army. Mercenary units do not count towards the minimum number of ranks required in an army. So if you want to just go full pikes like I was thinking about doing with a list, can't do that. You need to bring, you know, your normal, you know, troopers in there.
And this is in the, just to clarify, in the main four factions.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. But they do count towards the maximum ranks of all. So you'll hit your cap, but not your minimum. An army may include only two mercenary units of the trooper rank. Wait.
Core rank.
Core rank. Excuse me. Thank you. And only one mercenary unit of each other rank.
So without allies of convenience, you can add two core or one of any other slot.
So it goes 1-1-1-1-2.
So, yeah,
something like that.
Depending on however you want to order it, yes. But
one of everything except two of the core.
Yeah. Right, and allies' convenience lets you add one additional on top of that. So the consequence is to get double bounty, which you can do in a few different factions now,
mm-hmm.
you do need allies' convenience because all bounty hunters are now technically mercenaries.
Hooray! Yeah, so the cards and that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there is no such thing as triple bounty. I've been seeing that repeatedly pop up on both Discord and Facebook. Can I do triple bounty now? Can I do triple? No.
Dan says no, guys. He's not going to let you. He said you can't do triple bounty.
So the example they give is a standard Galactic Empire army includes one or more Black Sun Enforcers, must field at least three non-mercenary core units, and cannot field a combined number of core units greater than six.
Okay. Yep. I mean, makes sense. Speaking of those Black Sun Enforcers, I didn't realize how freaking big those guys were.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're
Jeff
like
was
Wookiee
posting,
size.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, they are as tall as Wookiees.
I haven't even started building mine yet, and I was like, holy cow, those guys are massive.
Yeah.
I like it. I like having different, you know, height disparities on the board. So still the normal template, though, for
Oh, yeah, so yeah, thank God
silhouette.
For silhouettes.
Yeah.
A player cannot normally field an army that contains only mercenary units, but some battle forces allow a player to do just that.
Battle forces, yes.
Yeah. So right now there's only one battle force.
Right.
Though we've got more coming on the horizon.
What's it called?
It's called the Shadow Collective.
Never heard of it?
No. Other thing that they spelled out in rules was affiliations. You mentioned that there.
Mm.
So the affiliations represent criminal guilds, gangs, even low bounty hunter.
Their high school cliques.
Yeah, their high school, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a college fraternity.
They've got the Black Sun pledges over here.
Yes. Affiliation is represented by an icon in the upper left corner of the card where the unit's faction icon normally is. So if you see something up there, that means they're with that affiliation, mm-hmm. not with a faction. Some of these mercenary units, though, can be fielded in normal. They'll have the little dots, which we have all been...
The dots?
Yeah, wondering, like, wait, are the gray dots are redacted? No, they're not redacted.
It's just gray dots.
So they spelled out the current five affiliations that are added in this wave. So the Black Sun, the Pikes, the Crossed Axes are now spelled out as the Raiders. The credit symbol, like you mentioned, is Rogues, and that's the independent guys. And then the Bloody Hand is the Maul Loyalists.
Those jerks.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to do. Do they have any Rogues right now?
The three Bounty Hunters.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The next page on that shows the specifics for Shadow Collective specifically.
Uh-huh. But all the basic mercenary information that you need is all under the Shadow Collective document. I know.
Right. So that's funny. They named it the Shadow Collective document, but it starts with mercenary.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when they add the rest of the battle forces.
Did we cover everything that goes in the Shadow Collective before? I think we did.
It was announced before.
If it was in the box, you can play it.
It was in the box. In addition to what's in the box.
What's in the box?
So the Vigo, the Garsax, and the Capo can be commander. Maul, Bosk, and Cad Bane can be operatives. No Boba.
Yeah. Yeah, no Boba.
No teenage angsty Boba.
Aw.
Black Sun Enforcers, Pike Syndicate Foot Soldiers as your core.
Could we take Aura Sing?
Once they add her to it.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. maybe. What was that big guy with the round hat?
Embo.
Embo, yeah.
Embo, yeah. Embo is awesome.
Anyways.
Mando Super Commandos as your special forces. The Swoop Bikes, which we'll get to in a little bit. And the AA-5 speeder truck, which we already knew about. They list all the unique upgrades that can be in there, but it's pretty much all the unique upgrades to either Maul or Saxon. They did miss the Saxon shield, but LJ did say that, yes, that it is legal and it will be added when they update the next.
Wow, they that was it. Just completely blindsided.
Yeah. So Shadow Collective can have, for commanders and operatives, minimum one commander, but up to four commander or operatives. So they can you can kind of mix and match. It's not two That's commander, so two many. Operative.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the new the cheap spam option, you know, like strike teams are in most other armies.
Right.
It's going to be generic commanders.
You think? And, oh, okay.
Because you got 45 points for a pike, for a capo.
They're not horrible.
Yeah, you throw vigilance on them and 50 points. So that's an average strike team. So throw four of those in, 200 points for four activations. That's not bad.
It's easy to get promoted over there in the syndicate.
You can have a minimum of 2 to 6 core. So you can do a little bit lighter on the core. And up to 4 special forces. Though I'm going to be honest with you, in testing list building, it gets really expensive when you're doing those 4 of those super commandos.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. 4. Yeah. I mean, you could, sure.
Yeah. But... yeah, well, it's the only thing you put in that slot at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
At the moment.
Up to 3 supports, so when those swoop bikes come out, that's going to be fun. And then up to 2 heavies, just like every other.
So many AA5s.
Yeah. The one thing I like, they did include skirmish requirements, too. So it's great that they're supporting.
Oh, good. Skirmish, yeah, they're keeping that in mind.
Yeah, so 1 to 2 commander and or operatives. 1 to 4 core.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 3 special forces, 2 supports, and 1 heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is nice paired down. So yep. I haven't tried to put together any skirmish lists for Shadow Collective yet. That might be interesting.
Yeah, we should do another skirmish tournament here. It's been a while.
Yeah. I know our next league that we're going to set up is going to be a standard 800. We've done enough weird, wacky stuff that we're going to go back. And everyone's going to want to try all Shadow Collective and all these new mercs and everything. So
yeah, maybe a slow grow league over the summer or something. Anyways, yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, so it's great that they spelled all of that out.
Okay.
Let's see, what else they show? Oh, yes, the assembly instructions.
Yeah.
Which is not, I mean, they put them up this time. It's not a,
there's
a link.
Yeah, I was draining my battery on my phone while I was at the game store trying to, like, build my pikes. Speaking of which, I couldn't be happier. The very first picture, I tweeted this out and put it on our Discord, but is the pike guy that's got the steepled fingers, the good pose, you know, and I just love him. I love him to death. That's my dude.
But yeah, so unlike previous releases where they've had, you know, an insert that says, hey, go over here to get the detailed instructions. So there is actually no build instructions at all.
In the box. Yeah.
There's an insert sheet of what's in there, which has an awesome posterous kind of
art.
Yeah,
I was like, do I actually want to try and display this? Nah. All right. Nah, okay. But I thought about it. It's got a crease down the middle.
It got a couple creases depending on which one you get.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But yeah. But a couple new units shown off. Of course, we had Din and Grogu last week. IG-11 and IG-88.
Yeah,
were
buddy.
Shown off. So yeah. Then we even got. Oh yeah. So they're gonna. I mean, they're gonna have arsenal or what was that other one? The AT has the one that lets you shoot more than once. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, the AAT? The main cannon there?
The main cannon. I forgot what that keyword was. I know all of our listeners are screaming at there.
Is it a keyword? Yeah. I was just using it, and I swear. I don't remember that. Huh. I could. You stall for time. I'm going to pull sheet out right here.
So, it's cool that they're adding both IG bots in the same box. So you just buy one box, and you get two units out of it.
Yeah.
Yep, so contents, 2 plastic miniatures, 2 unit cards, 5 command cards. It's interesting that between 2 units that normally can take 3, 5. So there's got to be some shared command cards in there. Let's see, 2 upgrade cards, 1 token sheet, 1 insert sheet. So the cool thing is these guys can go with either Empire or Rebels. So I'm assuming just...
Are we talking about swoops now?
Not yet, no.
Oh, damn.
IG-11, and we're assuming, can go with the Rebels, and then IG-88 with the Empire.
Barrage.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah.
What a goof. All right. It does the thing. All right.
But it's nice that they're cramming both of these characters in the same box. I'm wondering if it's price-wise will be roughly the same. Well, actually, yes, it was the same. It's listed on the Asmodee site as the same as Din and Grogu, but of course, there's multiple models in there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. You got the well, there's really only one as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yes. The eating the Ferrari.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yes. but we'll be coming out the same time as Din and Grogu. So we kind of have a feeling that the Mandalorian-themed wave...
It's going to be a wave.
Yeah, it's going to be out 10/21.
Yeah.
And considering in previous mini-stravaganzas and other things, they've mentioned that Dark Troopers are coming. They mentioned the Moff Gideon's coming. Dad bought Boba. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm hoping that right before Christmas, we'll have a nice Christmas gift.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would be so good.
Okay, let's talk about the swoops.
It's a Merry Mando Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. I know you're you're excited for these.
I don't know why. I mean, they're very on par with a lot of the bikes, with a couple of nice additions there.
Yeah.
Especially, I think it's just going to cater to my playstyle a little bit. But I have so many fond feelings for the swoop bikes in Star Wars Galaxies back in the day that I'm excited
Galaxies,
to try these out.
Not Shadows of the Empire back on N64.
Oh, I guess there was a level with swoops with the Jedi Academy too. But no,
you didn't have the Power of the Force 2 swoop.
Cruising Mos Espa. In my swoop bike. Doesn't rhyme as well.
No.
But
swoop bike riders. Did you want to read the card?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's see. Let me shuffle some papers here. Papers. Is that it? That's it. There it is. All right. So we got 70 points. They've got a comm upgrade. They've got the crust vibro axes, which, as we know, is the affiliation for...
Raiders.
That's right. Not the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Anyways, swoop bike riders, they work for the Republic and the Gar.
Gar is an interesting thing on that.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is it's like we had those episodes where they would go and help like planetary militias and things like
that.
Oh,
the whole Onderon thing.
Like blurg riders, that kind of thing. Oh, that'd be kind of fun if they had a... You know, somebody did an alternate sculpt or something. But anyways, you've got two of them in a unit. They are a support choice. Cover one, okay. Independent. This is what I'm excited for. The independent, aim one or dodge one.
Yeah.
So I don't have to feel bad about leaving my bikes like way out there, out of command range, because, you know, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be better be than if, yeah. Anyways, the reinforcements.
Yeah, here's where you get sneaky with that.
Yes. So reinforcements. This is the first time we've seen this, right?
No, it was on one of the Super Tech.
It was? Okay.
Divulge cards.
Oh, right. Okay. Never mind. Well, still, I'm excited to see it on these guys because you may deploy after all units without reinforcements have deployed. This kind of reminds me of the old 40K kind of style of bringing in your sneaky scout units and things like that. So,
So you get to see where everybody's deployed,
mm-hmm.
except for Darkness to send Vader because he always goes last. But
and then you get to pick the exact spot where they can explode and die.
Yes.
For maximum effect.
Exactly.
Yes. They've got... overrun one on their vibro axe, which is what are the color on the dice?
Red, white.
That's pretty good. That's their melee attack. But I believe this allows them to do like drive by chops, if I recall.
Because it's they'll be
fizzing. Yeah.
Yep. So because they'll be flying over or displacing, and then whappity.
Very, very cool. They've also got the heavy blaster pistol,
which
range 1-2,
red black,
and a red black on that. So yeah, pretty good. Three health, so standard bike, white save, and they...
Yeah, here's the fun part.
Yeah.
So they surge hit.
They surge a hit, and they crit to block.
Yeah. Not the worst typo we've seen.
No, obviously not. But obviously,
for those old-time Legion players, I'm going to take you all the way back to the full art Han. Back in the day, that was the Special Forces, where the red defense die.
Oh, man.
You remember that one?
Petty times.
Yeah. So there's a couple little things that have happened this wave, but they're not as bad as previous things we've seen. So.
Well, you rolled a crit, though, so obviously that's a block, so you don't do any damage.
Exactly. But comes contents, 2 plastic miniatures, 1 unit card, 11 tokens, and 1 insert. The bases, and of course we don't have confirmation on this, but looking at the pictures of the models, bases look like they're mid, like ATRT sized.
Oh, really? So
or
a little bit bigger.
Size.
They look like they're a little bit chunkier than like the 74Zs or something like that.
So, I mean, that'll make Overrun a lot easier because you've got a bigger base to just go charging through things.
Yeah. But I'm super excited. My only wish list for this right now is that they'll have a couple of head swaps.
I hope they do.
I'd expect they would because it's on the hard plastic, so sticking a couple of extra little alien heads in there would be absolutely fantastic.
So the pictures they showed was a Snivian and then a guy with a really tall turban-y...
Kiati Mundi kind of alien thing.
Well, yeah, but it was all wrapped up, so you couldn't even tell if it was a head under there or if that's just a fancy hat.
Well, he comes from France, so... Yeah.
Oh, man. Old SNL reference. But also, in the last mini-stravaganza, the renders they showed off, though, did have a Twi'lek head.
Oh, okay, good catch. So
hopefully that passed all of the
something that got axed in development, but will be one of the options available.
Yeah,
I'm sure ordering head swaps, you know, via
it's not that hard. Yeah,
no, via the interwebs.
Yeah,
should be good.
So that was the Swoops. Those will be out August 19th. So actually, relatively pretty quick here.
Yeah.
The last thing that did recently come out is the Essentials kit. Which, of course, neither of us needed to pick up because, well, we've got a million
corsets. We're essentially essential anyways.
But two interesting things that have been popping up on both Facebook and the Discord, and I apologize to the people who posted this. I actually went back while I was writing the notes here to try and find your names, but I couldn't because I couldn't find the post again.
But you're
again.
Still the heroes.
Yes, you are. The new range rulers coming in there actually have thicker, more angled posts.
Oh.
So they should be more resilient to bending and snapping.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. All right.
Yep. And the movement tools, the tabs on the bottom, there's more of them. And there's a little, how should I say, a cutout for stress relief in there as well.
Oh, okay.
So the new tools should be more resilient. So if you do break any of your tools, go up and don't just buy the tool kit. Go pick up the new Essentials kit because you'll get some more
robust. Or, just be careful with your stuff. Yeah. I mean, we're already playing with miniatures, so... don't have the hoof hands like I very often get. And just smash things.
Oh, yeah.
But luckily, I've got enough redundant pieces that I can still break like two or three more of each, and I'll be fine.
So yeah, that was the not quite a mini extravaganza.
Yeah,
that came
out. Yeah, there's. Did we get so with all the panels or section segments? Words that they were going to say for all this stuff. Did everything basically come out, or are they going to be pushing
the... We had no way of knowing what they were actually going to talk about. This is just what they've dropped since then.
Are they still planning to do the extravaganza?
They announced previously that they did want to do it again at a delay, delayed once everyone's back in office. No updates on that yet, so we'll see.
It sounds like we got the lion's share of probably all the stuff they were going to do, but if there was anything they were holding back.
I'm sure they were going to show off more models during paint streams and show off more features during the gameplay streams. Like the panel named Need for Speed, I'm sure was going to be painting swoops.
Swoops. Yeah. it's going to be Tom Cruise.
Yes. I haven't seen Top Gun yet. I've heard good things, though.
Oh, you haven't? No. Oh, yeah. It was fun. A lot of fun. Have you seen Star Wars?
Which one?
So which unit are you excited for?
The swoops. I mean, swoops, I know we're swoops because I think there's going to be a second Shadow Collective archetype coming out of that, tying with the raiding party leader saying that, all of your vehicles get demoralized one, so get some double AAT and triple swoop out there and just...
It reminds me of the old... I know. 40K, that's what I grew up with. So it reminds me of the old, Dark Eldar jet bikes just kind of running over people and slicing and dicing. And I love that style of play. So that's kind of why I love the swoops and I love that style of play. So I'm going to have to see if I can figure something out here.
The whole Mad Max convoy kind of thing going there.
So. We'll have a Doof Warrior up on top of the AA-5.
Yeah.
We need rules for a flamethrower.
Yes, flamethrower guitar.
Oh,
shoot. The problem is there's no silhouette rules for vehicles, so the more speakers you add on there, the more
visible. Oh, yeah, that could be a problem. Yeah. That's fine. We'll put them on the side panels.
Modeling for disadvantage.
Yeah. But anyways, we still got a lot more to talk about. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you, Outriders. Hey guys, Matt here to tell you about our friends over at 6UP Supply. If you're like me and don't have access to your own 3D printers, 6UP Supply has you covered with a whole suite of printing services to bring those awesome files to life. The Outriders are proud to be partnered with 6UP, and you could find special themed terrain, gear, and tokens with a big discount for Patreon members in the Outrider Central section of the website. And that's not all. You can also get terrain bases, game supplies, tools, LED kits, and more. Stuff is being added all the time. So stop by the number 6upsupply.com and use coupon code OUTRIDER to save 10% on your next order and let them help you up your game.
You are receiving the Legion Outriders podcast. Ending the transmission now would be most unfortunate. And now, the Outriders.
Welcome back, guys. Matt and Dan here with you, and so Battle Forces.
Battle Forces.
They're going to be the shape of the future for Legion.
Yeah.
You've heard it here last.
Probably.
I'm very excited for the Battle Forces. We see the kind of shape of things going on. We've gotten some teasers about like the 501st, obviously Shadow Collective we now have in our hot grubby hands. Mm-hmm. What else do we have leaked in there? But we know that there's going to be a whole series of them coming out with Echo Base, Blizzard Force, Droid Invasion, and the aforementioned 501st. We've gotten some of the cards available, but we'll talk about them when we go in order. Let's jump to the first one.
Yeah. So to preface this, these were all posted on the Asmodee store for pre-order.
Yeah.
So we have box art. We have the backs of the boxes, which give us some interesting pieces of information.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, the stuff you can glean just from reading the little back panel.
Because they give a lot of info on there. But the PDFs for print and play of this have been announced that they'll be coming out in July. So also just around the corner here.
I need it now.
Yeah.
Please.
And these will be, as of yet, Legion's most expensive single boxed item at $150. But the value.
By Grapthar's hammer.
Yes, what a savings.
Yeah. There is a serious amount of plastic going into these boxes. And, I would have loved to have these as a new player. I think new players will definitely be at a distinct advantage if they start with one of these things. And it's great because you can take your favorite, battle forces from the movies or whatever that you're familiar with. And like, cool, I'm going to start growing my collection now and get a hefty discount. Did you actually break down the math on it?
I know Jeff was breaking down the math on it, but I didn't put any in the notes here. So, but as I say, it's a great value.
It is, yeah. Well, you'll probably crunch those numbers later and put them on the Facebook. Won't you?
So also coming out in August 8/19, the two Galactic Civil War Battle Forces will be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The Echo Base Defenders and Blizzard Force. Let's start with Echo Base.
Wait, I want to be alarmist first. There's no T-47s in here. There's no Han Solo in here. They were all clearly at Hoth, so why aren't they in the box?
And one of these command cards that are shown on the back of the box has Han on a Tauntaun.
But why isn't he in... Whoa, really? Wait, hold on. No, obviously they can't include everything in the force in the box. So.
Of course, yes, the Battle Force will be... You'll be able to field things that are not in this box. And some of these Battle Forces work better with a core set... And some of them repeat a lot of things in a core set. So, the Echo Base one, though, actually, if you buy it, does not overlap with the Galactic Civil War core set at all.
At all, yeah.
So actually, it's a great value if you can split a core set with a friend and pick this up. You have a lot.
You're well into the rebellion, my friend.
So in the box comes Leia, which interesting thing looking at the back of the box. No new sculpts.
Yeah.
So, and I'm assuming these are also going to be soft plastic.
Could you imagine, though, if they did have alternate sculpts?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. The people, I got to buy the entire box now.
Just for an alternate sculpt? Man, believe me, the whining would be crazy. But
I mean, and not,
But people would still
get unjustly, but yes.
But Leia is in there. Chewbacca is in there. First place to get 3PO and R2 outside of the
escape pod. Escape pod, yeah.
Yep. Four Rebel veterans.
That's insane.
And that's not just the veteran core unit. That's also four Mark IIs.
Clearly, we're getting a little bit of a hint about what the force is going to look like with more of the core choices available for it.
Mm-hmm.
Rebel veterans, they're
solid.
Super solid unit. Yeah, I like using them, so that's great.
Two Tauntauns.
Has so many Tauntauns.
Yes.
Love it.
And an FD cannon. Your personal favorite.
Jeff's personal favorite. He likes to shoot me with it. one day I'll build my FD. I was actually trying to get that in a list here recently. And of all people, I was going back and forth with Jeff, and he asked it.
I thought you took that to Texas. You took your T-47s.
I had double T-47s. Okay. There's a good coin flip chance that I'll just end up with the same list as last year because I... There's so much new stuff that I can't settle on what I want to do.
We'll see what this Battle Force can take. Maybe you can tweak your
build
up.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. If there's enough benefit, if we get some like the command cards and see what's going on there, there might be a pretty solid. I want to take Han. I really want to start using him.
Well, I mean, he's good now. So
yeah, exactly. Mibuki.
Yeah. So while we don't have the full command cards, the back of the box, thanks to some zoom enhanced Photoshop.
Zoom enhance.
We got the one pip is named Delaying Tactics. The two pip, Hold at All Costs. And the three pip is Courage of the Rebellion. And this is the one that shows Leia, Chewie, and Han on a Tauntaun all charging lines and
Are
shooting.
Are they all on the same Tauntaun?
No.
Just kidding. Who was in the middle?
It was in the
poor Tauntaun.
Oh. But the Echo Base Defenders will have 37 minis in the box.
That's a lot.
15 unit cards, 16 command cards, which is the most of any of these battle forces because you have so many heroes in here.
Mm-hmm.
33 upgrade cards, and this is the one with the most tokens, 2 token sheets.
Nice. I'm just looking at the list there, and you should be able to get to damn near 800 points just out of the box
Most of these will be pretty close to 800, or depending on upgrades.
Yeah, that's should freaking be. Awesome. Yeah. You're buying one box, and you're getting into full-size games there, a little strategic upgrades here and there, maybe an extra HQ or operative, and you are good to go.
Mm-hmm. Or just throw Han in there, and maybe a T-47.
T-47. Maybe two.
Makes this interesting because you still in order to get Commander Luke, you still need a core box. That's the only way to get Commander Luke as of right now, unless you get lucky and find one of those the special edition Hoth Lukes.
Yeah, I really need to paint him.
Yeah,
you know, he's been built for a while now.
Yeah, we have actually more than a few Hoth Lukes in the community.
Yeah,
I've yet to see one on a table locally.
I mean, so depending on what Blizzard Force, he's actually on my short list of additions to the unit. Han, and if I can squeeze Luke in there.
Well, but it's been stated that you will legally be able to take all the heroes, whether or not they fit for points or how you want to do it. That's another question.
That's the trouble. Operative Luke has just overshadowed Commander Luke. I mean, rightly so, I think. It's an amazing piece.
Hopefully some command cards or upgrades or something, or some
maybe,
synergy.
Yeah. Synergy. Something to kind of give them a little plus, because I remember back when we were doing our the early March Madness brackets, and Commander Luke came out as the best unit in Legion.
Oh, man,
way back
that.
In year one. But, I mean, still a lot of fun to play, but there's just better choices, usually, depending on your list.
So Blizzard Force... You know, this is the force that, you know, that when you go to Dairy Queen, they hold it upside down before they give it to you.
They have to, or else, they get in trouble.
This one, I think, overlaps a lot with the core box, unfortunately.
True.
Commander Vader, 3 snowtroopers, 2 speeder bikes, and an AT-SD.
That's a lot of snowtroopers.
That's a lot of snowtroopers, but it's a lot of single expensive models, though.
Yeah.
You got the big AT-SD, you got Vader. So... Really, it's 7 activations in this box. It's going to be close to 200 based on the
price.
So you
might need a little bit of options in there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised with the speeder bikes.
Yeah.
I guess they need to have something in there.
Well, no. E-webs. Why are there no E-webs?
That's a good point. Because they're not good. No.
They're actually in skirmish.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Oh yeah.
I dominated the skirmish league with those. But anyway,
monster.
Yeah. Why speeder bikes and why not e-webs? That just throws me for a loop. I don't know why on that one.
This is where my tinfoil hat comes on. I say, well, they went out to the shelves in the warehouse and they're like, wow, look at all these speeder bikes.
Honestly, I have a good feeling that these boxes were to blow through some old inventory as well.
Which isn't bad. You're still getting a deal. And if you don't have the core set, this would be a fantastic value. Honestly, I've only got 1 unit of snowtroopers still. I've already got 2 ATSDs.
I've got 2 painted, but I've got some unpainted.
I've got
ones
so many Vaders. Yeah, the value's not quite there for somebody that has at least a partial collection.
Yeah.
But...
So this has 27 minis in it, the lowest number of minis of any of the Battle Forces. 9 unit cards. Now, you may be thinking, wait, he said there's only 7 activations earlier. Remember, they did mention that there will be those stormtrooper units that can take 2 heavies in there.
Oh, okay.
So,
I see what you're saying.
So, although they're not included in the box, the unit card is, so pick up some stormtroopers alongside that. And then 10 command cards, which also is an odd number, considering you'd have, you know, the three regular command cards, three of Vader's, and three of the...
Why isn't Veers in here?
Another good question. Well, I mean, that's another why isn't Han in the other one.
Definitely, that's fair. Right. So, yeah, Veers, I'm sure there's going to be some command cards for that, him in there. So, hey, if I can get some more options for double AT-ST again.
We'll have to see what those three command cards. 26 upgrade cards, one token sheet. And again, zoom enhance. We got one pip is Unrelenting Fire.
Will it relent?
Number two, the two pip is the Overwhelming Barrage. So they're like, let's grab our thesaurus and see if it sounds the same here.
I wonder if it's actually going to have the barrage keyword. Stay put and just fire twice.
Yeah. And the three pip is Prepare for Ground Assault.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some AT-ST or Veer synergy in that one.
Big Veer's energy.
Yep. So and those two are both coming out August 19th, whereas the Clone Wars stuff will be out in September 16th.
Okay.
So
that's not too far off.
No, it's not too far off.
Yeah, the original factions will have a distinct advantage for 1 month over the the newer factions. But I wonder if we'll have are we getting all the forces?
Those will all be out at the beginning of July.
Oh, okay.
So all the print and play stuff we'll have. So we'll know what's in there. We'll know how it can work.
Okay. But the droid invasions.
Yeah, which, interestingly, not what we all assumed. This is the one battle force that was the least what we thought it would be.
Mm.
It is not anything to do with the Naboo invasion.
Yeah.
It's just
you don't remember Grievous being at the Naboo invasion?
Or some Magna Guards.
Yeah. Magna Guards. Yeah, totally. 17 B1 units. No. So it's got Grievous. It's got four B1 units, two Droidica, a Magna Guard, and an AAT.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely more than you would get in the old core set with, you know, access to some newer units in there. But the old stuff you need to staple in there anyhow.
This is another one that's the exact overlap with the core set where you get Grievous 2B1s and
Grievous B1s, Droidicas. The new stuff you're getting is the Magna. So if you hadn't finished, you know, all six of your B1s that you need for that one list you're doing.
Well, they did say that this battle force can take up to 8 B1s.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that was leaked before.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. So there's more battle droids deploying to the field. If you screwed up and you didn't put that awesome cape on Grievous, now you've got another Grievous that you can do it right.
But this is the most amount of minis in any of the battle forces. B1s. 52 minis, 9 unit cards, 10 command cards, 30 upgrades, and a token sheet. This was the hardest to zoom in and enhance because the one pip I couldn't quite make out. I think it says AI coordination.
Actually, I think it says AL coordination.
AL, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Unrelenting assault, possibly the two pip, and then three, unstoppable advance.
So again, more thesaurus from from the Blizzard Force one, because unrelenting, unstoppable, unrelenting.
I'm going to say I'm not going to pick this one up.
Yeah, I mean, if...
Because I don't want to build any more B1s. That's literally the only... No. I got all of this stuff anyways.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, again, if you already have a core set...
New player coming in, you want to pick up a new faction, this is a great way.
Yeah, I think this is the least enticing to pick up if you've already got multiple core sets, because you're just repeating some of the same stuff again.
More Droidicas to put on the shelf.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hopefully there'll be a card that makes these good.
All right, why don't we talk about
the
finally
501st.
That 501 Levi's.
Yeah. Also out in September, Anakin. Anakin. Two Phase 2s.
Nice.
Three arcs. Wow. And this is, again, like the veterans previously, this is arcs and strike teams.
Mm-hmm.
So six Special Forces activations there? Crazy. And an AT-RT.
I like it.
Yeah,
this
solid.
Is actually a lot of stuff I don't have, so I probably will pick this one up.
Yeah.
I think I loaned / gave my Anakin to John, and he bought me dinner or something. But I don't have an Anakin.
At least he bought you dinner.
He never called me back. Two phase twos, so I've only got one phase two unit, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I've got two boxes of arc, so I might need to do some wheeling and dealing with that. But got an AT-RT, so...
Yeah,
some good stuff in
phase twos and arcs have been historically difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
There so I guess this is where all that stock went.
Yeah, finally, they dove to the bottom of the ocean and found the container and floated it up.
But 37 minis, 10 unit cards, 11 command cards, 34 upgrade cards, and a token sheet. And the command cards were shown on a stream. So yeah, they had a paint stream. At the week after Mini Extravaganza would have
and they
been.
Didn't clear the desk off in time?
No.
Or
where they showed... Not, this is where we also got the Swoop Bike card, by the way. This is where they showed that off. And then in the article as well. But we did get all three full cards for the 501st. And there is some spicy, spicy things in here.
I would hope so, yeah. Honestly. But
so the one pip, lead from the front, and... The cool thing is with these Battle Force cards, you know, the little second line under the title where it would normally have the commander's name?
Yeah.
Well, this just says 501st Legion.
Love it.
It's one command unit or one commander only, mm-hmm. unit only, 501st Legion only. When building a command hand, treat this as if it has two pips.
Okay.
So now you've got 3-1 pips in your command hand. After a friendly commander is issued an order by this card, choose 3 other friendly units within range 1 of the commander. Each unit gains an aim or a dodge.
Wowee.
And these are clones, so they're sharing
yeah.
those.
Yeah, I'm
so,
thinking, yeah. I guess you can share one.
You can just share one.
You can have one. Yeah.
Well, they all get one, so it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, I like that a lot. Next one we have is a 2-pip, another 2-pip, apparently. Tactical Planning, 501st Legion. This is going to be 2 support or elite units. 501st Legion only, after a friendly support or elite unit performs an attack against a unit that has a face-up order token, shuffle that token back into its order pool.
Mm. Yep, so this is a variant of pinned down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But instead of being support or heavy, it is support or special forces.
I said elite, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Man, I'm going to have to learn the names of these things one of these days.
So, I mean, but it's going to be a lot easier, you know, for a sniper strike team to pop a... order token off than it would be.
Oh, yeah. Just that's going to be way easier, mm-hmm. you would hope.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, get those arcs, get it done. Last one we have is the 3-pip leaders of the 501st. 3 special forces or core units. Permanent allied units at range 1-2 of a friendly Anakin Skywalker and or friendly clone commander Rex gains indomitable.
So, yeah, so rolling red defense
dice.
Rolling red dice for suppression. So that'll, yeah, that's like a super anti-suppression bubble
pretty good.
Around there.
Pretty good.
Interesting thing noticed on this card, friendly clone commander Rex. The Rex expansion out is listed as clone captain Rex.
Do you think that is an oversight? Or
an oversight, or are we getting a new Rex?
New card for Rex, maybe in the box?
Possibly, because, you know, he did get that Season 7 of Clone Wars. He got that cool little promotion.
He did.
To Commander, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good catch, yeah.
Again, this was someone that noticed it on the Discord or Facebook, and I, being the worst podcast host ever, did not get your name to thank you, but you know who you are, so thank you very
thank
much,
you.
Sir.
Maybe we should, like, put a... post up later with the breakdown on the
we say we're gonna do that, but.
Yeah, don't actually look.
So yeah, lots of stuff coming. Wallets are already hurting.
Pre-orders, it's a ghost
are
town
up.
In
yeah.
there, yeah.
Yeah, so go talk to your friendly local game store, get your pre-orders in. When I was talking to our game store owner, he said he ordered more than 20 Shadow Collective boxes. And they were all gone.
Yeah.
Luckily, we all had our pre-orders in.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had a bunch of stuff. He ordered tons of extra to have it on the side for pickup. And they just disappeared.
Yep. You know, I don't think they survived within the first hour of opening. Yeah. So, yeah. That was pretty crazy. It was really great to see, but I felt kind of bad. It's like, oh, sorry, man.
And when I was picking up,
sitting
I'm
there
like,
building my boxes, you know, in the corner like a loot goblin.
Well, when I went in to pick up my stuff, I'm like, hey, you know, I should pick up a Cad Bane while I'm here. And our store owner was like, oh, you're not the first person to ask for Cad Bane. Should I add that to your list? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yes.
I need the man that needs no introduction.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, it's such an exciting time. We're getting new rules, new models, battle forces, Mandalorians on the horizon.
Yeah, I think
Swoop bikes.
Yes. And then the far horizon, you can hear the the horns and Ewok chanting.
Yeah. I just watched Return the other night.
Nice.
Just because I was in an Ewok-y mood. But yeah, we got some very, very cool things going on. What are you guys doing? What are you building right now? Did everybody get Shadow Collective? Or are you just trying to pick up some random mercenary units to augment your forces? Or is this just something like, no, I'm holding out for some of the other battle forces? Or even just skipping it entirely? Let us know. Post under the Facebook page where this episode comes up, because I want to know. And I want Daniel to tell me about it, because I'm not on Facebook.
This is exciting times. Like I said, I've actually got to go back to the paint store, or the game store.
It's a store that sells paint. Yes. So, yeah.
And for that reason, because I am actually low on primer. I am low on plastic glue. I started building this, I'm like, oh, yeah.
I really got to prioritize my projects, because I've only got a little over a month till I fly out for Lone Star Open.
Mm.
Still don't know what list I'm going to take, so it'll be a fun time either way.
Yeah. We'll have the PDFs for the battle.
I'm hoping it'll be not too much of a pivot, and I don't have to like go and like suddenly panic paint up a couple of units that I'm like, oh, this will be so good.
Color minimum. You prime them. Paint one arm green, one arm blue, and you're
wait, it's three colors. Damn it. Yes.
What do you, Valve? You can't count to three? But no.
Yes. Cannot. But anyways, anything else to add on this?
No, like I said, just I'm looking at the pile of sprues on my workbench.
And you just play one faction. Well, now you...
Well, I'm picking up Shadow Collective.
One and
so
three
yes.
quarters now. Yes. So.
Honestly, it was the Starspeeder AA5 that tipped me over. I'm like, I need to build it and then have something to use it in. So.
Yes. Just the AA5 kit. That's the one that sold you. Yes. I love it. All right. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. And if you have any news, questions, or feedback, you can email us at legionoutriders@gmail.com. Stop by the Facebook page for Daniel to go and say hi to you. And Facebook/Legion Outriders. Or you can find us out in the world. Dan, where can people find you?
On the Discord is either Dan Tech or Outrider Dan. We also like to hang out in your streams.
Thank you. Yes, you can find me streaming sci-fi content at twitch.tv/captain_archer and on Twitter at @GRN_archer. But thanks again, Outriders. We'll see you next time. Happy building.
This concludes the current episode of the Legion Outriders podcast. You may cultivate a tactical advantage by observing the Outriders on Facebook or Twitter at Legion Outriders. Wisdom advocates subscribing to the podcast. Acting otherwise is reckless.
This is a test of the microphone system.
Is it only a test?
This is only a test.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wasn't sure.